Welcome to Stockhouse.com's Fireside Chat, where you get the lowdown on the sectors, the companies, and the trends which are competing for your investment dollar. Precious metals have taken a recent hit in global markets. However, many of the junior gold mining companies continue to forge ahead with their operations, capitalizing on the momentum built up since the beginning of the year. One of these miners which is capturing the attention of investors is Brazil Resources. Brazil Resources is a junior gold mining company with a large collection of prospective properties, currently trading under the symbol BRI on the TSX Venture Exchange. Six of its projects already have an NI 43-101 resource estimate. The company also has a prospective uranium property in the Athabasca Basin, a project in which it is presently engaged in a joint venture with Areva Resources Canada. Brazil Resources is led by Amir Adnani, the company's chairman and founder. Adnani is an esteemed entrepreneur, frequently invited for speaking engagements, and was named by Fortune magazine on its 40 Under 40 Ones to Watch list. Hi, I'm Jeff Nielsen, head of editorial for Stockhouse Publishing, and I have the pleasure today of speaking with the chairman of Brazil Resources, Amir Adnani. We're here today to provide investors with an in-depth perspective on Brazil Resources and its large portfolio of prospective properties. Thanks for joining me today, Amir.
Thank you for having me.
Now let's jump right into our questions here. Brazil Resources completed its IPO in the spring of 2011. Since that time, the company has acquired a large portfolio of prospective gold properties, six of which are advanced to the stage of having an NI 43-101 resource estimate already in place. How has the company been able to assemble such a large collection of advanced stage projects in 5 years?
I would say it's all about timing. And what I'm referring to is the fact that really the IPO of our company also coincided with the beginning of a pretty brutal bear market for resource sector and gold stocks, starting in about 2012 until around early 2016, really earlier this year. It was just a very difficult market environment. We had a market that deteriorated, and it was very difficult for resource companies to raise capital. This provided the right backdrop for us to be able to really opportunistically make acquisitions that were priced in at the bottom of the cycle. That meant we could make these acquisitions, which we did for stock, at minimal dilutions to our company. And that meant that we were able to acquire projects that had previously been explored, drilled, had engineering reports studied for really cents on the dollar, taking advantage of the market downturn. And what we were looking for was leverage to higher gold prices. And it's incredible when you can buy that leverage to the higher gold price when you're at the bottom of the cycle. So we were really looking at this aggregation strategy as a way of building this large portfolio that you're alluding to. And it's really been something that we're quite proud of, because what we've managed to do by taking advantage of timing is to go from that IPO in 2011, where in essence we had a business plan, to now, today, where we have gold resources, 43-101 compliant gold resources in all categories, in the measured and indicated category of 7.8 million ounces and 10.3 million ounces in the inferred category. So really the combination of this timing and picking up these projects and having the financial backing to go out there and make acquisitions when there was a lot of blood on the street.
Well, that sounds really exciting. And speaking of timing, 2016 has been a flagship year for Brazil Resources, with your total gold resource increasing by 160%, from less than 7 million ounces to over 18 million ounces. Now, not too many juniors have enjoyed this level of growth. How do you explain this phenomenal expansion that has taken place?
2016 really has been a flagship year for us, and it really has been about benefiting from acquisitions that were made last year. So for example, last summer, when gold prices were approaching $1,000 an ounce, again, a lot of fear and concern in the market, we pulled the trigger and we made an acquisition of a district size property, the Whistler project in Alaska. And this was a project with previous drilling, including 70,000 meters of diamond core drilling, identifying a number of different zones within this district scale opportunity. And so what we were able to do this year was, after the acquisition from last summer had been completed, we had time to hire independent engineers and geologists to come and model the drilling that had been done and not really utilized before to come up with new resource reports. We were able to do that And really, with no additional cost or dilution this year, we were able to produce two additional 43-101 resource reports related to our Whistler acquisition from last summer. We continued our search this year for looking for value in the gold sector. And where we were able to really find a win-win transaction was doing a deal with a copper company, a company called Noble Copper, which is listed on the NYSE MKT, run by people that have a strong background in the gold sector, but looking at divesting of a gold project that they had, that they were just not getting value inside a copper company, inside a company that was focused on a copper asset. That's a win-win transaction because it really demonstrated in their part their willingness and interest to take stock in our company. And that was a strong vote of confidence for us to have a new corporate shareholder. But at the same time, it allowed them and us to see the potential and value of a large gold deposit in Colombia called the Titiriri project, which is a project that we acquired, really get added to the mix of the gold projects that we have, benefit from the fact that we have a strategic investor in our company and a partner in what is Latin America's oldest merchant bank. And so it gives us really the capability to align ourselves and develop a South American, Latin American-based project better. And so to go back to your question in terms of how we were able to have some of the incredible resource growth that we've seen year to date, expanding our asset base the way we have, and now being in three mining-friendly jurisdictions between the United States, Colombia, and Brazil, it's really been about continuing to stick to our original business plan, continuing to execute, and show that we can find value and find the right projects and align ourselves with the right players and holders that are willing to take hold of our stock and become shareholders and be part of our story. And this formula has worked for us. And frankly, it's not reinventing the wheel. It's just continuing to do what we've been doing as a company for 6 years now.
Well, that sounds like music to the ears of potential shareholders. But you were speaking about precious metals prices. Now, precious metals have suffered a sudden and unexpected plunge in price recently. What is your near-term and longer-term outlook for the gold market?
Very bullish and very much happy to some extent to see this pullback, because when you're in our business and our business has been buying projects and looking for value when things are a little rough and tumble out there, it's certainly important and a good sort of window for us when there are these pullbacks. It means that we can continue to find value and negotiate good deals for our shareholders. But when I look around the world, when I look at all the different issues that are out there that are part of the original thesis as to why we're seeing stronger precious metal and gold prices and why we're really in the early stages of a bull market here that's developing for gold, that's a multi-year bull market, you look at the various points that are important. The fact that you have trillions of dollars, unprecedented amount of government debt that's yielding negative interest rates, the whole negative interest rate policy, the various geopolitical tensions and issues out there. I mean, the fact alone that the balance sheet of the world's top four central banks has expanded since 2008, so much so that if the price of gold just today should be correlated to that expansion, should today be priced at $1,700 an ounce, which is what a number of leading banks and forecasters have said should be the price of gold just today. And so ultimately, I think what's very bullish is the fact the amount of monetary easing taking place in the world and the balance sheet expansion that is taking place by the central banks. These things are such unprecedented levels. And this is ultimately incredibly positive for gold as a store of value, as an alternative currency. And I think really it's exciting to be in a much improved environment for gold. And I think this pullback, again, is healthy. It's healthy for a company like ours who wants to make more acquisitions. And frankly, I hear a lot of good feedback from investors that say it's presented us with an opportunity to buy those stories and companies and management teams that we like and we believe in.
No doubt. There's lots of bargains to be had still. And what should we look for from BRI in the next 12 months?
You know, one of the key parts of our strategy has been about our alignment with shareholders and how we've really, conscious of that, have delivered and developed value. So insiders in BRI, in our company, insiders including myself, own a third of the company, 30% of the company. Amongst our institutional shareholders are some of the leading mining-focused funds in Canada. Of course, I mentioned the involvement of one of the most prestigious and oldest merchant banks in Latin America, Brazil Invest, who's involved in our company as a large shareholder. And the founder and chairman of that bank, Mario Carneiro, sits on our board of directors. And so for us, what to expect is a question of more of what we've done so far. From day one, this company has been run by people that have significant skin in the game and are very much aligned with investors. We've had very consistent support and strong support from institutional shareholders in supporting our business strategy, the business strategy of accumulating projects that have been previously explored and drilled at our resource stage, and accumulating projects at less than what it costs to replace all that work that has been done. We think the window is still open to continue to execute and do favorable deals, accretive deals, like the ones we've done over the last 5 or 6 years. And so it's really about consistency of delivering and doing more of what has really worked for us. This strategy has really worked for us. We've have managed to deliver value to our shareholders. We want to continue to execute on more of the same. And I think that's what you can expect from us. Now, we do have a more advanced project portfolio in Brazil with projects that we think become even more attractive today with a lot of renewed interest in Brazil and some of the improvements we're seeing there in northern Brazil, where companies from Eldorado Gold to Agnico Eagle have announced focus on development there with their various projects or investments. So there also is perhaps in the next few months or in the near term, some expectation that we'll have more news flow and activity on development with our Brazil-focused gold projects in northern Brazil and Pará State.
Well, certainly you've given both existing shareholders and potential investors a lot to be excited about. So let me just summarize here. Brazil Resources is holding a large collection of prospective gold properties at a time when the precious metal sector appears to be emerging from a five-year slump. The company is set to capitalize on a rising market in the years ahead as it seeks to maximize shareholder value. As always, investors are advised to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision. This is Jeff Nielsen, and I have been speaking with Brazil Resources Chairman Amir Adnani. Thanks for spending time with me today, Amir.
Thank you for having me.